This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did want to play this thing for you that I heard yesterday. You know, really good day for both the Mets and the Yankees yesterday.
Yep.
And you had the Mets with a big offensive explosion the day before, you know, but Juan Soto really hasn't been a part of it. So, you know, they're talking on BT and Sal about, you know, the Juan Soto stuff, and, you know, and BT says, you know, it looks like he's going to have a really big May. And I was like, wow, you know, I wonder why he thinks he's going to have a really big May. And then BT had a baseball stat orgasm on the air. And I texted Eddie immediately. I said, you got to grab this. So you ready for this one?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. This is from BT and Sal. Breaking down the Juan Soto advanced metrics.
92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K right rate.
What?
Whoa.
What?
What a baseball explosion.
Man, I don't even know what the hell he just said.
Neither really did not.
I heard hard hit rate, so that sounds...
Squared up rate. Squared up. Square it up! One more time, Eddie, please!
92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K-right rate.
That was six different stats.
Is K-right rate, or did he misspeak there?
I would guess that's a little bit of a misspeak.
Okay, because I don't know if it was a K-right rate was a thing or just a K-rate, and he just said right instead of rate.
It could be a thing.
Squared up rate. I'm not really sure what, I mean, he gave you six different stats right there, but I'm glad to hear that he was pumping up Juan Soto.
Yeah, I mean,
because as a Yankee fan, you would think that he would just be booing Juan Soto. Juan Soto sucks, Juan Soto this, Juan Soto that.
I Googled, there is a thing, K-right rate.
Wow.
A strikeout rate in baseball. A measure of a pitcher's effectiveness in striking out batters.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And he's going percentiles, too. 98 percentile, 78 percentile, 58 percentile. I was like, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Line percentiles.
Smacked over the head with baseball metrics. That's what those guys give you. Right, spoon fed. So,
well, maybe he's right. Maybe this will be, you know, Juan Soto's coming out month.
Yeah, well, I hope so. But at this point, I mean, I got to be honest with you. Do you really care how they get it done? Because I don't.
No, I know. I just want to keep... I want to continue to see Pete Alonso doing what he's doing. That's... Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. This has been 30 games now, and he has been front and center in almost every single one of these games. He's come through in a lot of big spots.
Yeah, and... You know, if they end up winning a World Series, and it's because of guys like Griffin Canning... And Ryan Stanek and Juan Soto has a mediocre year for him. I don't care. That's not taking anything away from it. You know, if they end up going to the postseason and having a great run again and, you know, Juan Soto's just okay, I'm fine with it. I mean, the fact that they are 21-9 right now with the best record in baseball, I mean, you can make a case, you know, with Juan Soto struggling. I mean, it is as good
as
it gets.
He's still batting .250, for God's sake.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got 3-12, 3 home runs and 12 RBIs. Those are easy to understand stats, but he does have a lot of walks. We're not paying him the walk. I understand all of that.
Easy
but
to understand.
But he's already made Pete Alonso a better player. I don't care what anybody says. He's raking. He's having a hell of a year thus far, and he's hitting in behind Juan Soto, and it has had a positive impact on him.
And the last, you got the last 11 games here on CBS Sports Network, hitting .300. No home runs, but some runs, scores,
some
RBIs.
Key hits, too.
K-right rate, percentile, squared up rate.
Whatever. But, yeah. You know, now, looks like the Mets are going to lose A.J. Minter for this season.
Yeah, which didn't look good initially. Now that's confirmed. Hell, there's injuries. By the way, did you see, speaking of baseball injuries, Did you see the Jazz Chisholm diagnosis? Remember I told you they're just making up stuff?
Yes.
I just feel like these baseball players are just, they're just making things up to get hurt with.
Has he got dry tear ducts or something? What's he got now?
Right flank discomfort. I'm not kidding you.
I got right, I know you have right flank discomfort every day.
Flanks. I got your flanks and shanks.
All right, where are the flanks?
Where are the flanks?
Are the flanks what?
I would say flank.
Is flank like an oblique type of thing, or flank?
What's
is
a flank, Eddie?
Flank.
I would definitely say that it's a side of something.
Side. It's got to be like
right.
The side, like
but
the lower side.
And
like
I would think
side?
It's on your torso, not on your legs.
Yeah.
But, so yeah. I mean, so it's above your waist. You're saying?
I would say we could deduce that it's probably stops at your hip bone. Yeah.
But do you think it's more like back,
side, back?
No, here? Flank is side.
Just side, side?
Like a flanking maneuver, you know?
That piece of thing that hangs over your belt, whatever that thing is right there, that's the flank.
That's the flank, the love handle?
I think, yeah, the love handle.
I feel like it's above the love handle.
Yeah, I would say the flank could be anywhere from like your armpit to your hip bone.
And looking at Jazz, it doesn't look like he has flanks.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a guy who's
even... looks like he's got no body fat.
Yeah, well, he's got flank discomfort now.
All right, so we got flank discomfort, and one is Giancarlo Stanton coming back.
Oh, I have no idea, man.
Hey, he gives us something else to put into the hat.
Flank. He's got no flanks. There's no way he's got flanks.
Everybody's got a flank. It just
but he's got... I mean, like, I understand.
Doesn't have a meaty flank.
Right, a flabby flank,
but
like
just but he's got a flank.
All right, what... I mean,
come on. What?
But that's something that Giancarlo, next time he gets hurt, he's going to be like, hey, that's a good one. I haven't used that one.
Yeah, right. I haven't injured my flanks yet. So I could use right or left flank.
The flank is the area on the side of the human body located between the rib cage and the hip bone. There
okay.
you go, Eddie.
Nailed it.
Good job on your part.
Flank pain.
Oh, I said this guy. There it is.
Well, that's a real naked man there. Jeez.
Yeah, he's got an ass.
This guy's ass.
That Jordan's mom shop.
That lower back area.
Okay. A little flank spot for Jazz.
It also could be, sometimes like from sitting a lot or like flying a lot, but you get that hip nerve thing.
Well, that's sciatica.
Sciatica thing.
Yeah, that's down the right side of the leg.
And that includes the buttocks.
It does, but this is above the buttocks.
Yeah, I see that.
Above the hip, between the rib cage and the hip.
Yeah, the flank area.
The flank.